The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
We want to talk about, what is it, the crazy thing you have memorized?
Just the random thing you have memorized.
Yeah, useless. The more random, the better, I think.
Back in my day, before the interweb, this will definitely date me because I guarantee you have this memorized, Tiak, but there was a time where this was a big deal. Huh. When you could just walk up to your one friend and go, do the thing. And you'd go, two all beef patty, special sauce, lettuce cheese, pickles, onions on a sesame seed bun. Like, not everybody could do that.
Wow.
But it's now everyone can do it, right?
And I don't even know that I had ever even seen the commercials. It just became a thing to do. It's like, you got to learn that to be cool.
Okay. That used to be a thing. Now it needs to be cooler than that. In my opinion, if we're going to take calls for this, they got to be bigger than that.
Yeah.
Okay. Or just more random.
Yeah, more random. I think,
yeah, or useless.
Does this one count? I haven't said this in so long that I might blow it. Niamat under the alkafluence of alcohol as many think will peep I am.
That's good.
I don't know if it does count.
Because it's you say it when you're getting pulled over.
Yeah.
And if it makes the cop laugh, you're definitely not getting a DUI. Niamat under the alkafluence of alcohol as many think will peep I am.
Has it worked?
The key is to practice it when you're drinking.
Tiak has a point. Mm. So, but what do you have memorized?
Well, we all have P. Sherman 42 Wallaby Way, Sydney.
We do not.
Yes, we do.
I guarantee you he can't do it right now. Do it.
P. Sherman 42 Wallaby. No, yeah.
You almost had it.
But only just because you said it. I don't think I could have gotten it by myself.
No, just off the top of my head. Because she says it a billion times in the movie.
Yeah.
But it's like what's... I'm trying to think of what else you have.
I remember you were surprised that I knew the order of the planets. Mercury, Venus, Earth, Mars, Jupiter, Saturn, Uranus, Neptune,
it's weird
Pluto.
For you to do it without having to sing the song.
What song is there? There's no song. You just memorize it.
My very educated mother. My very educated mother just served us 9 pizza pies. Mercury, very Venus, educated Earth, mother, Mars, just Jupiter.
See, I think it's so silly to have
Saturn.
A song about it, though, because, how do you... It doesn't make sense because there's Mars and Mercury. What if you get them backwards? It doesn't matter because one of them is my mother and it's just
pick one. No, you just know which one is closer to the sun.
Or you can just do Mercury, Venus, Earth, Mars, Jupiter, Saturn, Uranus, Neptune, Pluto.
And by the way, it's Uranus.
I'm impressed by both of you.
What?
I'm very impressed by both of you.
You can't do that?
No, I couldn't. I don't know the planets.
You don't even know the names of all of them?
What one are we on? Who knows? I don't know. But
you really don't?
I know we're on one of them, but I don't know the order. Huh. Definitely not. So I'm impressed.
You don't know which ones are closest to us, even?
No.
Okay.
Wow.
No.
That's one of the saddest things I've ever heard. All right, so here's the deal.
It doesn't affect me.
It doesn't. Okay.
How would it affect me?
Because eventually we're going to go to one of them.
Not me.
Maybe.
I'll be the last on the ship.
Okay.
They don't want me going.
If you've
or they'll
got
send me there by myself.
Something interesting, random, weird, memorized. It's kind of like talent show.
Yeah, a little bit.
But it's like something weird you've got stuck in your brain. Mm-hmm. We want to hear what it is. 303-222-5423 or text in at 51059.
I know all of the members of NSYNC and Backstreet Boys. I'll never forget them.
You know all the members?
Your first and last name.
Go.
NSYNC is Justin Timberlake, JC Chazet, Lance Bass, Chris Kirkpatrick, and Joey Fatone. The Backstreet Boys are AJ McLean, Kevin Richardson, Brian Littrell, Howie Duroux, and Nick Carter.
Oh my God.
Who doesn't know that? But you know the planets?
Everyone. Why would you need to know that?
Name One Direction.
Harry Styles, Louis Tomlinson, Zayn Malik, Malik, we were just talking about that. I don't know how to say it. Harry Styles.
You already said him. You said Harry
Niall
Styles.
Horan and Liam Payne.
Mm.
And I don't even like that band. I just
what? Name the members of
Boyz II Men.
Band Camino.
Spencer Stewart, Jeffrey Jordan, and I don't remember the drummer's name.
That is
Gareth.
Really stupid.
I know a lot of band member name. Okay. Mark Hoppus, Tom DeLong, Travis Barker's, Blink 182.
Mm-hmm.
Aaron knew that one, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
6.02 times 10^23 moles.
Mm.
That's Avogadro's number.
Oh yeah. You've tried to brag about that, but whatever. Mitochondria is the powerhouse of the cell.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Quit studying planets. Get down to the cellular level.
Okay, I just need to know. I need to know where our bar is set. If somebody calls right now, 303-222-5423, and they say, mitochondria is a... If they say that, are you going to let them through?
No, everyone knows that. Everyone knows that mitochondria is the powerhouse of the cell.
Can you do the? Can anybody do the thing how we are a species? It's like the phylum, genus...
No. I used to, but no. Anymore.
It's like genus, phylum, rock'em, sock'em, robot.
Or something. Like the order of adjectives.
What are the order of adjectives?
It's like value, size, age, temperature, shape, color, origin, material.
I've never heard this before this moment.
Really?
I honestly have
it's
never.
It's why the big red balloon sounds fine and the red big balloon does not. Because it's supposed to be in a specific order. I read this. Oh. I did not know it. Just for the record. The big red balloon, because you're going in size.
That's
color.
In English, then.
Yes.
Because
yes,
I'm going to tell you, that's one of my favorite things about foreign languages. Because it's like, if I'm like, Tiak, look, the red. And he's like looking around for red. But in another country, they go, Tiak, the car red. So he looks for a car that is red.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But if you go, look, red, you're like, red what?
Right.
There's a red bird. There's a red sweater. There's a red head. Mm-hmm. Oh, you were talking about the Ferrari.
Yeah, and it's gone. I missed it.
Correct.
I agree. I like that.
So we're stupid. We have this order.
Wow.
When you should name the noun first. I want you to look at that building that's crooked. Not look at the crooked what? The crooked politician, the crooked, like what? It could be a million things that are crooked.
Yeah.
Can you say them all again?
Yes. It goes value, size, age, temperature, shape, color, origin, material.
I've never heard of that. I did not know that was a thing.
If it doesn't have Nick Carter in it, I don't know. I don't know about it.
All right. If you have something really stupid memorized, we want to hear what it is. 303.
Gary Sturgis. He's a drummer for Ban Camino. I just thought of it.
Do you want to stop Snape from getting that stone or not? I have that whole scene memorized anyways.
Okay, I'm gonna green light you doing that whole... Is that the chess scene?
Yeah.
Okay, Aaron's going to do the chess scene from Harry Potter, and we want to hear what you have memorized. 303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Tiak is in the other room getting calls for the stupid thing you have memorized, and before he gets in here... Without further ado, it is time for Aaron to reenact.
Once I make my move, then you're free to check the king. No, Ron, no! What is it? He's gonna sacrifice himself! No, you can't! There must be another way! Do you want to stop Snape from getting that stone or not? It's you who must move on, Harry. I know it is. Not me, not Hermione, you're...
Wow.
It keeps going, though. Or is that it?
That's the majority.
Okay, now turn the movie off. Now you do it.
That's crazy.
That's really good.
That's a really long scene.
Yeah, I love the voice changes even.
I know. You could tell who was talking, right? Yeah. Not May, not Hermione. Yeah.
They kind of go a little Australian at the
end. A little bit.
But it's fine. Right.
So what is the stupid crap you have memorized? Barb?
Yes.
What do you got memorized?
Yay.
Oh, wait. You do the Big Mac theme?
Backwards.
Oh.
Shut up.
Ooh.
Hold on. That's... Okay, go.
Okay, bun, seeds, sesame, onions, pickles, cheese, lettuce, sauce, special patties, beef, all two.
That is so stupid.
Actually, I thought you were just going to say the things, but it's actually backwards. Like, she didn't say two patties. She said two. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
Like, the whole thing backwards.
What did you think she was
saying? Mm-hmm.
You could just say the order of them wrong, like backwards, but it would be two patties would be the last thing she said. She said patties two.
She just memorized the whole thing backwards.
Yeah.
Well, you're not real bright, are you?
I'm wondering if you are.
I'm literally trying to figure out. Okay, it's fine. Tiag and I are going to fight this one out. But like, why do you know that? Why would you learn that?
Because when I was on family vacation going to Florida, I was so bored in the back seat that I taught myself that, and I was about 12 years old then, and I never forgot it.
Sorry, she said Florida. We have
to.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, that's amazing.
Florida.
Yeah. Thank you for the call. It's just,
Wow, very impressive.
I mean, we wanted random things. That's just the most random thing to learn. People who learn the alphabet backwards is also stupid, but it's like, okay. Rich?
Hey, y'all.
Hey, y'all.
So I have like 4 minutes before I get out to work, but I'll do this quick. I learned the quadratic equation by, it's the Pop Goes the Weasel song. It's x equals negative b plus or minus the square root of b squared over 4ac all over 2a. You're welcome.
That is legitimately the quadratic equation.
Yeah. You're welcome. I know.
Yeah. Okay.
What is that going to do for me here? I'm chatting.
Absolutely nothing. Thank you, Rich. Have fun at work.
I learned it in a song, too. I don't remember it, though.
But I don't remember it either.
I remember the all over 2a, so maybe it was that.
I wonder if you have a job where you use the quadratic formula texting, do you get shamed if
nobody
you
uses
if you sing it? You're like, hold on, guys. Like,
you're at NASA. Yeah,
I think I have something.
Doug?
Yai.
What do you got memorized?
Well, just as you said on the preview there, I learned in case I ever get pulled over, I learned the alphabet backwards.
You're one of those people. I literally just talked about
case.
You. Do it. Go.
Go. Z Y X W V U T S R Q P O N M L K J I H G F E D C B A.
Wow.
So
very
no,
good.
No, I didn't think you were going to do it backwards. What I thought you were going to do is just do all the
backwards.
I know. I'm just, trust me. It's
he's making fun of T-Hag.
Do you understand what T-Hag was saying?
Yeah, I do. He thought it was going to be like ingredient, like if it were sour pickles, it would just be, but she did pickle sour. Like
he did. He just did the, okay.
Yeah, I understand.
I okay, legit do not get it.
It was more impressive than I thought it was going to be, is what I was trying to say.
This is more impressive than I want it to be. Nicole?
Yay!
Stupid crap you got memorized. What do you got?
Back in the 90s, I learned how to count to 10 in Finnish. Hmm. And I have never had a practical purpose for using it ever since. But
well,
I today's
have your
this
day.
Is your moment.
Hit it. Let's count to 10. We have our Finnish friends. Count it down for them or up.
Uksi kaksi kolmi neljä viisi kuusi seitsemän kahdeksan yhdeksän kymmenen.
Nice. I have well, no
should
idea
I,
if it's
should
true.
I bleep some of that?
I don't know.
She could have literally just said.
I don't know what she said.
Thank you, Nicole. That's weird. Susie.
Yes. Yay.
Yay.
What do you got memorized?
Roy G. Biv.
Oh, that's a good one.
Mm-hmm. What's Roy G. Biv?
The colors of the rainbow.
Yep.
Yeah.
Red, orange, yellow, blue, indigo, violet.
Yep.
Correct?
You knew that?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Why did I not know that?
I can remember that. I can't remember exactly when I learned it, but
okay, Roy G. Biv. Yeah. That's never going to leave my brain.
It's a good alias if you ever stay at a hotel or something.
Roy G. Biv?
Yeah.
Or a stripper name.
The drummer from Skid Row, his alias was Are You Serious?
Oh, cool.
Oh, God, I probably shouldn't have said that. All right, thank you.
I like the stripper name, too. That's
Shannon?
Yeah, I got it.
Yeah. Yay. What stupid stuff you have in your head?
The preamble to the Constitution.
I don't even know what
Go.
That is.
I learned it in like fourth grade and I'm 39 now. So.
I want you to do some of it, but I want you to pretend you're Hermione, Ron Weasley, and Harry Potter. Go.
We the people of the United States of America, in order to form more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare.
Not me!
Not Hermione!
Not Hermione!
Yarr!
All right, that was incredible. Eugene.
Yai.
What's the stupid thing you got memorized?
If a spaceship lands in your backyard with two flat tires, how many pancakes does it take to fill a doghouse?
Hold up. Say the whole... Okay. If a spaceship lands in your backyard with two flat tires...
How many pancakes does it take to fill a doghouse?
And there's an answer?
Yes. The answer is 23 ice cream cones.
I don't get it.
Now do that whole thing backwards. What does that mean? Does that mean something?
It's just a thing that a group of punk rock kids, me and a bunch of my friends, came up with on drugs down.
And T-Hack let you through.
The Slacker Show. Alice. 105.9.